drive is live.
Microphone testing.
Oh, yeah, Houston. It's that time of week where we shine a spotlight on some of the biggest boneheads in sports. From dumb penalties to clown behavior to straight-up silly meltdowns, we're not letting them off the hook. It's T-Mill's Turds of the Week on The Drive.
All right, baby, T-Mill, Tyler's turd list. Shout out to the originals, the births of this. Garrett Cole, James Harden,
ding.
Steph Curry, shout out to them.
Ding.
They're the all-timers, gold, silver, and bronze. But for this week, who holds the bronze? Tyler Milner.
Yeah, those fellas are like the Mount Rushmore
Absolutely.
Of turds. That's well said. And if you're new to this, by the way, here on The Drive, Sterner, Hughley, Milner with you. You heard the voice, guy. We're pointing out turd-like behavior or actions around the world of sports. Every week, we police it. We take care of it. We got it. Bronze turd this week. It's kind of a first for T-Mill's turds because I'm not really sure who deserves this bronze turd. I'm not sure who's responsible, really, at the end of the day. But we have not had, ironically, anywhere to put our turds for 5-plus months-ish. Up here at 95.7 The Fan, up at our office, we've had a lot of renovations and stuff going on. It's normal. We got people moving in, and there's a lot of work, and I get that.
They look lovely.
But we have not been able to use toilets on our floor at work in like 5 months, and I just think that's ridiculous. I got a bad knee, man. I'm tired of going up and down the stairs to use the bathroom. If you want to go try to take a dookie in our bathroom, you don't have doors. I just need somebody to get the plumbing at my place of work operating, functional. Who is to blame here? Is it the plumbers? Is it the contractors? Is it the building?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's over my head, but they have made us have to make a hike up to the to the 20th floor.
Go skydiving in a different way.
There have been some close calls.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say if anybody that was handcuffed to this place for 4 months a day, I mean 4 hours a day, if they were making the decisions, that bathroom would have been made a priority.
That's well said. That's well said.
But it looks lovely, and it is going to be an amazing place.
Look at him
to drop through.
He don't even let you just put that turd on him. He's gonna shine it up.
We're trying to put that turd. We're trying to put our own turds out. That's what we're trying to do.
Ron's been watching that HGTV or something.
I do, man. I'd like to get a shot at them doors.
No, yeah, little tongue in cheek, but the bronze turd this week is to whoever's responsible because, ironically, we cannot do anything with our turds, so you get the bronze turd, whoever you are. Give us some bathrooms. 5 months! 5 months, man.
Well done, T. Thank you.
Yes, yes. See if that PSA gets any movement on the porcelain thrones in there. Silver turd here on The Drive. This is T-Mill's Turds of the Week around the sports world. We police them, we find them, we bring them to you. This was a late entry. But it needs to happen. If you missed it, you could have heard this very call last night right here on 95.7 The Fan, courtesy of the great Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. Take a listen.
It's 3rd and 14. Patriots at the 22. Shotgun snap. Long line drive down the middle. Intercepted. Picked off by Love. Another interception. Seattle's got the ball. Seattle's got the ball. Drake May has just thrown his second half interception.
A few moments later.
If you're Drake May, you've got to be smart.
Patriots down by 3. 26 seconds to go. Shotgun snap to May. Moved out of the pocket. Throws a pass. End zone. Intercepted in the end zone. Seattle is picked off May. They've done it again. The defense of Seattle has done it again. Drake May has thrown his third interception in this quarter, and he was inbounds in the end zone, and Seattle is going to win it.
This guy stinks.
Yes, Drake May did stink last night. That was the kickoff to the entirety of the NFL season for 2026, and my man went out there and did something so rare. It's happened maybe twice in the last 8 seasons. 3 interceptions in the fourth quarter for Drake May is going to get him the silver turd of the week right there.
Yeah, that got away from him. Yeah, that was tough for Drake. That was tough. I believe, is that Kurt Warner working with a?
You like that part, yeah.
Oh man, Kurt just said, "Hey man, he has got to be smart.
He's got to be smart here."
And I mean, and Drake turned and took the snap and yelled to Kurt, said, "No, I don't."
Yeah. Watch this.
Watch this.
Throws a jump ball to Mac.
It was a disaster. It was a disaster for the Patriots and for Drake May. It's going to get him the silver medal. Did you know? A lot of us know Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Patriots. He used to be a player. He was a linebacker. He played defense in the NFL.
He misses her so much.
Last night, Drake May, in one quarter of a football game, threw the same amount of interceptions that matches Vrabel's career high within one season. He got three picks in 2006 as a linebacker for the Patriots. Drake May eclipsed that or matched it just last night, so that gets him the Silver Turd Award.
It's just one game.
Yeah, it's just one game, but that one's going to hurt a little while. You're going to fill that one downstairs for the weeks to come, I think. Gold Turd, if you're with us on YouTube and or Twitch, you will see it in my hand. It is glorious. It is an honor to receive this.
This is the big one.
Way.
Here's the big one.
This one was easy for me. From coming out of the weekend, I kind of knew this was going to be the Golden Turd unless something crazy happened. College football underway. And the Michigan Wolverines and their fans out here embarrassing themselves.
Will it be a Bryce Underwood magical moment to throw away the hopes of the Broncos? On third down, deep drop, going to unload it towards the end zone, into the crowd, and he's caught! J.J. Buchanan, touchdown! A miracle at Michigan Stadium!
Yes, that was a Hail Mary at the buzzer that gave Michigan the win over Western Michigan. And these fools rushed the field. That is embarrassing.
You already know how I feel about that.
Yes, and I'm with you. That is ridiculous. You are a great program. You are a blue blood. You have all of that on your resume, and your fans are out there making you look stupid rushing the field whenever you have to win a game like that against a lesser opponent. I think it's embarrassing. They should all be embarrassed. They get the Golden Turd of the Week up in Michigan.
Well, even worse was the announcer, who's a little Lion Eagle.
Eagle Jr.
Yeah, Noah Eagle, he's on there talking about, yeah, you normally don't look at a team like Michigan storming the field, but you completely understand it on this occasion. No,
oh,
you do
crap.
Not. No, I would have said, I'd have gone home. I'd have been out of there. I wouldn't even have been able to see the finish. Y'all can kiss my ass.
No. Absolutely. It was embarrassing.
That's the hill y'all going to walk out there
that
and
is, that is what a good testament to them, though. That many people stuck around?
That's true. That's a cool
part. I'll be honest,
they should have just stayed their asses in the stands whenever they want it.
Our Arkansas is no Michigan. We left.
If y'all was playing Arkansas State and it was...
Northern Alabama, if that game would have been... Hell, half people left anyway. If that game would have been 12-7 or 12-6, whatever it was, whatever the score was, and we're throwing a Hail Mary, yes, there would not have been
your second one.
There would not have been that many people there to witness it. You're right.
Yeah, that was. They are stupid for that.
Absolutely. So the Wolverines, Michigan, they're the big Golden Turd winner. And by the way, listeners out there, you guys too, I want your honorable mentions for turds this week. If you have any listeners, you can always text in 713-572-4610 with your turds of the week. Let me know.
I would like an honorable mention to Greg Sankey in the SEC. I think their feelings got hurt, and they took this stuff a little too far with Lane and LSU. I think their feelings got hurt, and they fooled around and got themselves real good mad because he said in passing at the end of the interview, "What if we had? Just imagine if we had pro players." And now they came in Monday morning. With it's putting their hog on the table for no reason. He didn't even put the players on the team.
Right.
They didn't put them on the roster. Trying to find a way to get them pushed out of the SEC.
That's
stupid.
A good one.
Yeah. What word do they use? Expulsion.
Expulsion.
Yeah. Like that. That is. I rolled my eyes at that part of it.
They did. They're trying to do it after they filled the roster, which they cannot put them on there. Like, they waved a white flag. Who cares how Lane did it?
Sankey and the SEC are letting the troll do what trolls do. You got to guard against that.
Yeah, text line coming through saying Texas A&M would have done the same thing against UTEP. No. On the field.
Really, 100% can tell you that is not accurate. At least I believe it to be that way.
I also have
a little more pride than that.
I have an additional honorable mention. The Kansas State Wildcat mascot. I can't remember. He's something the Wildcat. Willie the Wildcat, I believe, is his name.
Is he the one doing push-ups?
Yes, he does push-ups, and he does push-ups every time they score touchdowns. And
this was what I was looking at for the podium.
And if they score 21 points, he's got to do 21 push-ups following
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they scored 71.
Oh, boy.
And he had to do, I believe, 394 push-ups by the end of
hundreds.
It. And he could, he's on the board, and you got to watch the video. And he couldn't get it down. And then he just started doing half ones.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he had to do 71 straight.
No, he had to do.
He was
he had to do 71 straight at the end. But that was at the end
after
of
doing every touchdown.
But every touchdown, he does them all the way.
Total, the score total.
Yeah,
that mascot's arms were 394. Noodles.
But you know, he came down and just started doing halves. So Willie the Wildcat.
That's a really good one. He needs to work with Toro or something.
Come on,
Toro Town.
Yeah, Toro wouldn't have done that.
Toro Town.
Toro would have been ready for all of them.
Hell yeah, he's swole.
There was a couple of touchdowns and then immediate pick sixes to where he had, like, there wasn't a lot of time for him to regroup. He had to get right back on the horse and get back on
You can tell them are barely able to hold
him. He was dead.